Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. All right. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. This is nice. I'm Nick Jensel from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Welcome. Thank you for sharing the screen with me tonight. And I have a lot. I'm not that clear, but, I'm pretty warm here. Hey, where are you from?
I'm from India. And okay. Let me introduce myself. My name is Abhishek. RN is my nickname. Uh-huh. And I've been into IT industry from last 15 years, but I recently started doing psychology.
Oh, okay.
People are having lots of mental health issues, and I want to understand what people do and why they are doing such behavior. Like, I want to understand their behavior. And recently, ever since I became father, I wanted to understand how the child's brain works. That's pretty much about me, and yeah.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. So I heard that you're in IT industry, but you're looking at transferring to psychology.
Yeah.
And majoring that, and you're an entrepreneur, because I read a little bit about you on your wonderful website, and the relationship on parents and childhood there. Maybe we can put a bit of light and can talk about that. So what does it feel like to be a father for you? I had to say no a long time ago because I wasn't ready to be a father, taking that position, and being transparent here. What do you find? What's like being like father for you?
I would say it's a great feeling personally, but sometimes it's a bit challenging. You don't know when you are ready to say no or yes. It's quite challenging job, I would say, on day-to-day basis. However, it's great to be a father. But parenting is tough, I personally think. As your child is growing, you are seeing lots of things are going. I'm not sure what you think about, the things going around the world. People are thinking, they think they are that and this and that. So it's very hard to, upbring the child's. I personally feel to be very honest, I believe in binary system, right? Mm. I'm not sure what is your point of view on that, but I believe it's binary. And more our children, nowadays, even if you go for Marvel Comics or DCU or any stuff, they have started putting their thoughts into the kids' minds as well. Oh. I don't mind people like kids, but I think kids should be kept away from this gender confusion. Yes. At least in their early age. That's up to them, whether they want to be called X, Y, or Z, anything. Mm-hmm. But I think it's too early if they are being taught in the kindergarten or at any early stage. So that's my primary concern. And other thing is that, like, you know, your childs are being addicted to mobile phones, TVs and social media at early age. That is a huge threat. Like, you know, they see, like, on social media, we see tons of things which are not true all the time. We see something else in reality that that's not the reality, right?
That's so right.
That's the problem that I feel. And study, educations are another thing that my primary focus is on, like how to make sure that your child wants to study and to make it more intuitive. So these are the primary concerns. But yeah, it's good to be a father. Like, I feel pretty happy after being father, to be very honest.
Nice one. You mentioned something interesting. Childhood bearing in early ages are very important, and absolutely, and all depends on the parents and how wise they are and aware they are to be, you know, subject their kids to movies or even, you know, movies like Bananas in Pajamas, and they've got some liminal messages behind it. If you stop and freeze and slow down the actual frame, you know, if you can have a machine that you stop the frame, they're giving subliminal messages to be sad, to be happy, to all these emotions that have been taught emotions from day one. So yeah, we're living in an interesting society of technology with AI, using AI intelligence to actually brainwash our children, you know, which is, I can understand the concern for a parent, like, hey, who's got real control here? What I've put a kid in, I'm living through this kid, I'm living for this kid, right? And then you get subjected up, you know, then you're subject to subliminal visual and all this, like, you know, all this hypnotic kind of hypnotism, whether you know it or not. But, you know, we watch movies and there are always these subliminal movie messages, you know, buy this and do that. And I understand that, but how can we turn this into, like, how much anxiety that our children will experience in the future, like through technology and fast pace, and how much are we absorbing in our mind? How much, you know, how much brain energy can we have? Because it's, is it creating more anxiety, do you think?
I think, yeah. Why anxiety? Because see, like, I have a 8-9 years old, like, nephew, and he's often, like, indulged into mobile phones, right?
Yeah.
So I think anxiety leads, when we are getting more anxiety, like, we are too much addicted to the phones, right? If we are looking at phones all the time, we may feel sometimes FOMO, or okay, some X person is doing that and I am lacking behind. That may lead to more stress and anxiety. And sometimes we feel like, why I am here, why I am not doing this and that, but we keep procrastinating all the time. That's another reason I think leads to more anxiety. So I think handling kids, like, kids are too soft, or, like, you know, can be banded easily from social media or Instagram retention. Another problem I think is, like, we have shorts, reels, or, you know, various stuff where we have very less attention span.
Yes.
As attention reduces, like, we keep scrolling all the time, like, watching reels, like, which has maximum 1 minute, so we skip the frames. That leads to more anxiety. We are losing our attention. Less attention means more anxiety. That's what I think. I am not sure if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, I like, less attention means we only got a certain amount of energy, you know, real energy, what goes into our mind. There's only certain energy for the day, right? And if you were driving on deficit, that means that there is more controlling, more brainwashing, with, because, you know, it's easier to get to the subconscious level quicker, because when we're fatigued, I noticed that with conferences or any conferences that are empowering or personal development, they always stretch that. They stretch our imagination. They take us to, like, 3 days consistency, empowerment. You know, have you ever been to a 3-day empowerment, like, personal performance conference, right? It's they just drag it out to the end because when they can break us down and we have no more resistance, right? That's when it goes into the brain. That's when we get conditioned to get the wow factor. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I went out of the cricket ground on that one. But yeah, I think the condition is everything. Like, you know.
Yep. Like one of the experiments says, the how you condition your dog, and it's like it's
energy.
Stimulus, right? So it's about conditioning, how you treat things and how you are being conditioned towards the current environment that leads to whether controlling the anxiety or you are getting more anxious about the things. So that's more like conditional stuff, I would say.
Absolutely. Hey, just change the subject a little bit about fatherhood again. I was listening to a wonderful speaker, Carol's name, and she talked about energy deficit, any energy that is, what did she say? I have a long day today, but what was she saying about it? I did a podcast on energy a few days back, actually. Let me recall. What did she say about energy? How, oh, it's not coming back to me. That's okay. That's okay. There was something that she said that was really interesting about, stress related, about how we should measure, yes, calculate our energy, right? For you as a father, how can you calculate the energy, you know?
To be very honest, I would
calculate
say
energy.
Like, it depends how my child is reacting to certain things. Like if I say not watch TV, then the energy might be lesser or more. But like if I am asking my child to be get engaged into something that she likes, right? I would say energy will be more towards those activities which she likes, right? So that's how we measure. Like what I'll do is create certain activities with her likes and dislikes and calculate how she is reacting towards those things, right? And if I see the performance slows down or it's going up on certain activities, that will give me a graphical representation about those activities.
Yeah. So you have got a handle on you know, you can be able to, nobody thinks about our day, how was our day, like how much energy did I exert to, you know, we have to ask ourselves, where is the energy going? What am I investing in? Am I spending the energy? You know, and that have a reflection again on our power, on our decision making, on how we feel about our children, how much love we can give our children, right? Or a pet, right?
Yeah.
And the attention we need to give our children to grow them and not allow our society to predict and control and to mold, you know, their sensitive minds. So if a parent is stressing out, you know, I'm talking about stress, anxiety, not easy to have kids, I get it. Even having a relationship is not easy. And you got two parents are trying to get on, you know. There's a mix and there's the, you know, different characters. One is anxious avoidance and the other one is, you know, consistently asking for more, you know. Give me more, give me more. I don't get it from you because, anyway, you're talking about a relationship between two partners and you got a kid involved. It's like, you know, how do I calculate my energy at the end of the day? You know, it affects everything we do. But so what do you do to manage it? What do you do to stay on managing it? What do you got a method to, sorry?
Are you talking about myself or
yourself. How do you manage your, what do you do? What are your strategies? How do you manage your anxiety being a father?
See, since I am doing full-time job on in IT, so there are a couple of days that I feel like, you know, I don't want to do anything. You know, don't even talk to me, right? I want to isolate myself, right?
Isolation,
sit alone in the room and introspect what went wrong and what I'm doing, even I'm doing the right thing or wrong thing, right? Like whether I have made the right decision or wrong decision, where, like, there are a couple of days, right? So to manage those stress and anxiety issues, what I do is like, I like to write, right? I like to explore the new ideas, like whether I want to do a write on relationship or like, you know, how to manage time better. So I try to pen down those things and then introspect whether it does make sense or not. Okay. So like I give myself time. I wrote an article on self-isolation.
Yes.
So some for me, it always works. If I am isolated for a couple of hours, I'll rethink, recalculate what things I am doing right or wrong and how to make it better. Let's say I made a mistake in one of my projects and then it'll come back to me either by a manager or client or somebody, or I know that it is not going to work for a long time, right? So that will definitely give me stress. Stress leads to anxiety. So what I'll do is I'll sit idle and find some way to figure it out and get it fixed before it comes back to me. I wrote an article on self-introspection, why I think, and self-isolation, why I think that is important, that when you are isolated, you have plenty of time to introspect about yourself. You know what you are doing and what you shouldn't be doing and whether you are taking the right call or not. So that's how I come up with the, you know, come out of the anxiety on day-to-day basis. But I would not say that it's a permanent solution. I would say the permanent solution for me would be talk to friends and family about it if something is giving you more anxiety, and discuss what is the painful areas, right? And keep introspecting, I would say.
Yeah. That's the main thing. Support groups, family, you know, people that you trust. You can feel vulnerable. Well, that's so important in, you know, dealing with any stress, anxiety, now having these people. All right, so that's cool. I like walking. I just came back from a walk from the park. It's like, you know, to me, that's an isolation. I love to walk in the park. It's rejuvenating. I feel excited and, you know, I'm on top of the world. And, you know, it's a space that I'm familiar with, and I just go skate there. And it's a way of isolating, and I'm feeling good, you know. Because I get exercise and what's inside.
I share an article that I wrote a couple of back.
Yeah. Yeah, please. Is it topics on isolation? Is it? Is that?
Yep. It's cool. on knowing your inner strength.
Yes.
And self introspection. Just give me one second.
Yeah, please.
One second. I tried to turn on my camera, but I couldn't because it allows me only once. Otherwise, I...
That's okay. That's beautiful. It's not a problem because what's going to happen in this particular system, all right, it's called Riverside, the riverside.com. They provide us with... they enhance the volume. They enhance the video. They do everything on one push of the button. I know. It's all awesome. It's just... it's good to be talking with you and meeting you the first time and, you know, just talking things out and understanding, and I'm looking forward to you sharing the self-read on the topic.
Okay, I shared one of the articles, and I'm looking for another one. Just give me a second. Okay, I'm sharing another. It's in the chat. I think, like you said, that you like walking, and I really think that is another way of isolating. When you are not connected with anyone, you connect with yourself. In you might have heard about a word, yoga, right?
Yoga.
Word that means connection. Your self connection, like you are connecting to yourself via yoga. So I might. Is connect with yourself before you connect with others. That's how I always deal with my stress, anxiety, or whatever mental health issues I have. Your audio is stuck. I can't hear you.
I think we cut out, but it's redirecting, reconnecting for some reason.
No worries.
Oh, we're back again. Cool.
So yeah, I think I would say we can be more prepared going forward. I can be more prepared. Sorry, not you. Am I audible? Hello, Nick, are you there? Hello, Nick, are you there? Am I audible?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.